When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
This is WWJ All Local.
We're learning a little more about a fire in Howell at a popular market this morning. WWJ's Pat Vitale joining us live with the update. Pat.
Jackie and Chris, this fire reported around 2 this morning at Great Lakes Custom Meats and More. The flames, not in the store itself, but in a storage barn behind the main building. The fire went to 3 alarms, with Howell Fire getting assistance from several other area departments: Brighton, Heartland, Green Oak, Fowlerville, and Deerfield. The scene was cleared just after 8, according to the chief in Brighton. Great Lakes Custom Meats, locally owned for over 20 years, with hand-cut steaks and burgers, homemade jerky, all kinds of spices. Looks like a great place, and those are just a few of the popular items. But again, this fire was a storage facility behind the main store. That storage barn looks pretty badly damaged. Reporting live, Pat Vitale, WWJ News Radio 950.
A suspect could face charges today in connection with a police chase at the Woodward Dream Cruise. WWJ's Charlie Langton is joining us live with more. Charlie.
Yeah, that's right. Bloomfield Hills Police, they do have a suspect in custody, and yes, could face a judge later on this morning. Saturday night, the suspect in a Range Rover fled police on Woodward near Long Lake, hit several cops before wrapping around a tree. 3 people were hurt. The reason for the incident is still unknown. That's 1. Then 2. During the Woodward Dream Cruise, Royal Oak Police breaking up a brawl both inside and outside of Dugan's Irish Pub. Multiple people were arrested. No serious injuries, and those people could possibly face charges today as well. Reporting live, Charlie Langton, WWJ News Radio 950.
Thank you, Charlie. An investigation continues after a mass shooting up north has left 6 people dead. Michigan State Police troopers responded to a home in Lake Township Friday night. After reports of a shooting, a 13-year-old girl was found shot but alive. She was taken to the hospital. 3 other people were found dead inside the home. After identifying the suspect, Chad Hickman, there was a large-scale police search leading to the discovery of another body. That same night, troopers found Hickman's car, leading them to his body and that of a 29-year-old woman. Investigators are now trying to figure out a possible motive for the shootings. It's not clear if any of the victims are related in any way. A GoFundMe has been set up for the teenage girl.
Actress Hayden Panettiere has died. Her father confirmed to ABC News she was only 36 years old.
Panettiere fought battles she later made public, including postpartum depression after the birth of her daughter. Amid those struggles, she gave up custody of her daughter, Kaya.
I remember every second of that day. Every second. No mother could forget a single thing about the day she signed her child away.
Panettiere also battled years of addiction and sought treatment multiple times.
ABC's Rena Roy. Panettiere began her career as a child actor in commercials and soap operas. Her role as a cheerleader with superpowers in Heroes propelled her to fame in 2006.
A delayed start to a road project leads to extended construction hours in Wayne County. Mack Avenue currently down to one lane in some areas between Cook Road and 8 Mile as crews work to resurface it. Grosse Pointe Woods officials say that they've authorized extended construction hours because of the later than anticipated start of construction. Work may begin as early as 6 a.m. on Monday to Saturday. From Sunday, work can be done 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Parking on Mack Avenue in the zone is prohibited.
As school begins across the country, there's now a national call to ban phones in class. U.S. Senator Alyssa Slotkin says something needs to be done about the rising anxiety levels and mental health issues in kids. She's now calling for a federal law that bans phones in K-12 schools. Michigan already has its own law, which goes into effect this school year. Many districts adopted the state law. Others created their own. In all districts, phones will not be allowed in class for elementary and middle schoolers. High schoolers are allowed to use their phones during lunch and passing time. Companies that lend money to consumers are starting to raise a few more concerns.
A new study from the American Financial Services Association says lenders are seeing more consumers taking out loans. The organization's Ed McFadden says they're still trying to figure out the why.
The fact that they're using credit isn't necessarily the biggest red flag. I think what's interesting about this is how they use the credit. And if they're using credit to fill the gaps, for example, to help cover the cost of more expensive groceries or to help cover the cost of more expensive fuel, then that would be a much bigger red flag.
McFadden says so far the economy remains in good shape, but this could be a concern if the trend continues. Jeff Gilbert, WWJ, News Radio 950.
Rising prices have led another popular brewery to close. Stumblebum Beer Company in Troy has announced it'll close its doors beginning in September. Owner and operator Eli Green says the reason is the economy and the cost of goods, saying challenges have become insurmountable. Green said the fact that his business and people like his are all facing these challenges. He thanked his staff, family, and community for the years, 4 years in his business. All August events will go on as scheduled. Starting September 1st, full business hours will end, but they will be hosting events as operations wind down.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
It is more expensive to fill up your tank this morning. Gas prices in Michigan up 12 cents from a week ago. Michigan drivers paying an average of $4.27 per gallon for regular unleaded. That's 19 cents more than this time last month and $1.13 more than this time last year. Metro Detroit seeing some of the least expensive prices in the state. Still, the average here is about $4.23. The Novi Community Schools Board of Trustees has unanimously approved a plan to offer buyouts to teachers in the union's highest three pay grades.
District officials delayed the buyout decision until after the August 4th primary, when the ballot included a proposed countywide regional enhancement millage. Had the millage passed, it would have provided each school district more than $700 per pupil. Voters rejected the millage 51-49%. Laura Carino, Assistant Superintendent of Talent Management, says the district has 117 people eligible to take a buyout, but needs only 40 to accept to avoid layoffs. If fewer than 40 take the buyout, there is the possibility of layoffs, starting with people who have the lowest seniority. Kyle Kimball, WWJ, News Radio 950.
One of the thousands of lawsuits that Meta is facing over child safety on its platforms, none may be more consequential than one going to trial this week in California. States are seeking extensive financial damages that could, in theory, total as much as $1.4 trillion, plus changes to how the company operates Facebook and Instagram. The lawsuit accusing the social media giant of contributing to the youth mental health crisis by knowingly and deliberately designing features that are addictive. The trial, set to begin tomorrow, features four of the states as plaintiffs: California, Colorado, Kentucky, and New Jersey.
A second outbreak of bedbugs is officially changing the rules at one local library.
The changes come after the Royal Oak Public Library was forced to shut down just a week and a half ago to allow for exterminators to come in and spray for bedbugs, as well as to remove more than 20 pieces of furniture which were also infected. Now, this was the second closure of the library, which also happened in July. Now, in comments to HometownLife.com's Susan Bromley, library officials cite that visits by homeless people may possibly be the reason for the recent outbreaks. Tony Ortiz, WWJ, News Radio 950.
New research is confirming what many in the fitness world have known for a long time: the importance of strength training.
Researchers followed more than 8,000 middle-aged adults between the ages of 40 and 64 for nearly a decade, and found that those who did both muscle strengthening exercises along with moderate cardio had a reduced risk of disease.
It's not just mobility. It's one of the most number one indicators of your long-term health and longevity. So, like, for example, reduces diabetes by 50%, cardiac issues, you know, 30, 40%, cancer up to 50%, hypertension, high blood pressure, 25, 30%. I mean, the list just goes on about the benefits. And, you know, you live longer.
That's Dr. Hooman Melamed. He's a board-certified orthopedic spine surgeon and sports medicine expert. Strength training options in the study didn't just involve lifting weights. Many people did exercises you can easily do at home, like sit-ups, push-ups, and other forms of calisthenics.
Chris Seaton's for WWJ News Radio 950.
Well, if you missed out on a summer vacation, how about taking one in the fall? Transportation reporter Clara McMichael says now might be a good time to book.
This is some new data from our friends at Kayak. Hotels and airfare, they're down about 11%. So some really good news there. And then you get to your destination, you might want to rent a car. That's down 19%. Now, overall, airfare is up year over year because of this conflict in Iran, these high oil prices. But these are really the lowest airfares that we've seen in months.
Although they're currently dealing with Hurricane Lala, Kayak says airfare to Hawaii drops as much as 19% after the peak summer travel season.
It is the first day of school for some districts in Metro Detroit, and police are warning parents not to post sensitive information online. They suggest refraining from posting the back-to-school photos that show a child's name, teacher, school, grade, and other things, as it can give someone with bad intentions the ability to do something that they shouldn't. They encourage parents to celebrate milestones, but identifying information should only be shared with trusted people.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune to AM 950. Follow WWJ on our Odyssey app or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. Maintain-X catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on Maintain-X have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what Maintain-X can do for your operation. Try Maintain-X free at Maintain-X.com, an Autodesk company.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.